and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, had I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desire faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place, cleansed me with hyssop, and I will be cleansed. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, you who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight your sacrifice, all I will bring in. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifice of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then both will be offered on your altar. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we are the blessed people. We are cleansed by your blood, and we rejoice in your salvation. We thank you so much. We thank you for every one of us here today, sitting in your sanctuary, enjoying your salvation, having fellowship with one another. Lord, this is what we don't deserve. It's all because of your merit, all because your salvation. We give thanks to you. Lord, today we are going to study Psalm 51. We just pray that the scripture, the song, will speak to us, and then we'll renew our spiritual life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's a story. The story is fictitious, it's not true. But the meaning behind this story is true, okay? There's a guy, you know, and on one particular year, close to tax season, he need to write out a check to IRS to pay his tax. And then, however, he didn't pay the full amount, and he owed to IRS. So because of that, he felt very, very uncomfortable. Many days, many nights, he couldn't sleep. And finally, you know what he did? He made a decision. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to decide to write a check, $500, to IRS. If I send out this check, $500, you know, my conscience still do not feel comfortable, and then I will pay all I owe to IRS, you know. And this is the story was told by Ray Stedman. He is a very famous speaker and a pastor who passed away right now. I think this is not a true story, but this is a story the representing the meaning it conveys is true. That means whenever, especially to Christian, when we become a Christian, God totally accepts you, accept us, and our sin are forgiven. All the guilty conscience, I mean, was cleansed, and then by the blood of Christ, we have a wonderful relationship with Christ.